everyone, and welcome to this week's EHS podcast for the week ending December 5th. I'm Linda Hechtel.
And I'm Allison Cranky.
And we are bringing you the latest news in environment, health, and safety. So in our first story, Allison, I understand that you've got an update on rising workplace incidents in Canadian prisons.
Yeah, so internal documents show that the number of workplace illnesses and injuries at the Correctional Service of Canada has increased significantly over the past 4 years. In fact, they are up more than 60%. So more specifically, since 2009 and 2010, the number of accidents across Canada has risen from 1,362 to 2,231, according to an internal report. Most of these accidents, or approximately two-thirds, affect correctional officers, who are perhaps more commonly known as prison guards. The type of incidents vary, but common injuries include sprains, strains, tears, fractures, and muscle injuries. Stress and anxiety also affect these workers. In fact, Jason Godin, the National Vice President of the Union of Correctional Officers, says that mental stress and post-traumatic stress disorder, also known as PTSD, are a huge thing for correctional officers because they're constantly first responders when it comes to acts of violence. In addition to correctional officers, the affected groups include those who work in general labor and trades, nursing, and welfare programs. So it's also interesting to note that the number of casual and contract workers in the industry are significantly on the rise as well. Casual and contract workers are some of the most vulnerable to workplace injuries, so it's possible that these trends may be somewhat connected. We'll be curious to see if we hear more from this industry on preventive measures designed to keep these workers safe. Linda, you have a story for us on tips for retailers?
Yes, I do. So this one is about safe material handling for retailers. So NIOSH has pulled together a document that's really about ergonomic solutions for retailers, and the intent is to highlight strategies that retailers can put in place to protect workers from injuries when they're moving material from the delivery trucks all the way to the sales floors. So in this publication, NIOSH outlines steps in an action plan for reducing workplace injuries related to manual material handling. The four primary recommendations are as follows. Tip one, look for clues. Review OSHA 300 logs and other written records. Observe work activities. Talk to workers and use assessment tools such as the NIOSH Manual Material Handling Checklist. Two is prioritize job for improvement. So basically decide which tasks to improve first based on frequency and severity of risk factor and complaints and other factors. Three, make improvements. NIOSH notes that the goal of ergonomic improvements is to improve the fit between the demands on the worker and the tasks that they're doing and basically the worker's capabilities. Four, follow up. Separately evaluate each improvement for effectiveness. Has the improvement reduced or eliminated fatigue, discomfort, symptoms, or injuries? As well, look to see if any other risk factors have been reduced. The NIOSH publication includes three other sections that outline areas for potential improvement. Areas covered include easier ways to manually lift, lower, and fill or empty containers, ways to manually carry containers, and alternatives to manual handling of individual containers. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, musculoskeletal injuries accounted for 34% of all occupational injury and illness cases in 2012. Laborers and freight, stock, and material movers experience the highest number of overexertion injuries. The injuries often involve strains and sprains to the lower back, shoulders, and upper limbs. Please check out our resource section below on the Ergonomic Solutions for Retailers link.
Sounds like those are all good things to look out for.
So I understand that your next story, Allison, is about a crude oil spill in northern Alberta.
Yeah, so last week, approximately 60,000 liters of crude oil were spilled in northern Alberta in Canada. The oil spilled into muskeg, an acidic soil type that's also commonly known as bogland. The incident report by the Alberta Energy Regulator says that a mechanical failure was reported Thursday by the pipeline's owner and that the spill occurred approximately 27 kilometers north of Red Earth Creek, which is a few hundred kilometers northwest of Edmonton, Alberta's capital. Luckily, the leak has stopped and most of the product was contained on the company's land. The company will be working with the Alberta Energy Regulator to find out what caused the spill, though investigation officials were initially delayed in getting to the scene of the spill due to poor weather. The incident report also states that there are no reports of impact to wildlife and that the cleanup has begun. Some environmental advocacy groups are critical of the way that the province has policed similar spills in the past and are calling for further evaluation of the province's pipeline safety practices, particularly in terms of compliance and spill response. A months-long pipeline safety review commissioned by Energy Minister Ken Hughes in July 2012 was widely criticized for failing to examine specific incidents as well as compliance with regulations. In short, it didn't cover what many stakeholders felt needed to be covered. Meanwhile, new government research is confirming that the oil sands tailing ponds are releasing toxic chemicals into the air. In fact, the amount of contaminants from the ponds could be almost 5 times higher than previous estimates for entire oil sands operations. The paper estimates that more than a ton of cancer-causing chemicals, called PAHs, are being released annually from these ponds into the region's air. So it sounds like there may be some cleaning up to do in this industry, and that research conducted by Environment Canada will be published next month in a scientific journal. So keep your eyes open for that.
Thanks for that update, Allison. And that's it for this week.
Have a safe week, everyone.